Good morning, and welcome to Mike and the Plant Foundation.
Featuring Young Money.
Is this the third Sunday?
It is. But before we remind our listening audience what day it is, I think they may or may not know. I don't know.
I mean, because it's a lot of Sundays this month.
But I do want to, particularly because this show focuses on millennials, I'm duty-bound to call out some foolishness. You are a former Division I basketball player, and even when we attended the announcement of our good friend Bernard Alsbury as a candidate for Cook County Commission, I think in the 5th District.
Yes,
5th District. You had some other 6'2 brothers standing alongside of you.
I did.
I feel a certain kind of way about that. I wish I were taller. I wish I were a baller. But what I do want to say is you got some 6-plus brothers who, out of their dad, blame Skippy Mine.
Okay. Talk to
Kyrie
us.
Irving. The brother needs some... He needs some Kanye West medication or something. I'm just not getting it.
So the main thing that
remind very quickly because we got things to do. Uh-huh. But I just can't let this go, considering what we know was going on in the black community.
I think the main thing his thing is that the mandate. They're being forced to do it, albeit if it's right or wrong or choosing. I even have conversations with CPD, Chicago Police officers, this week regarding. It's just the slippery slope of mandating someone to do something with their body. Rather, it's right or wrong what he's doing, albeit being a team player. Yeah, if you're going to leave your team hanging. But I don't think it's a little more difficult to say it. It's not just like changing your team, changing your style.
Put on your big boy underwear.
Man.
We're in studio right now, and everyone in studio right now has a mask on their face. Most of us have been vaccinated.
Yep, we have.
But on the door of the studio says, you can't come in here without your mask.
Right,
So what are we going to do? We're going to stand outside on a bully pulpit? I'm not going to wear my mask. Well, then you can't come in.
Well, I believe that's a lot different than a vaccine, right? Because...
Wait.
We don't have to go into because, but
I'm going
to
bring on our guest, and I'm going to say this before I do. We all receive vaccinations. Muhammad Ali was vaccinated in public and said, if you don't want measles, if you don't want polio, if you don't want the mumps, then go ahead and get the vaccination. And more importantly, if you don't want to give it to Mud Deer, Big Papa, I love it when they call me Big Papa. If you don't want to give it to your family members, then get the vaccination.
True. Absolutely true. But it's the mandate. And I think that's where I do respect both the CPD.
You can't drive your car on the wrong side of the road.
Right.
Not because it's inconvenient, because you can hurt somebody else. You can't drive a truck without a CDL license. Not because it's inconvenient, but you might hurt somebody else. You can't fly an airplane without the proper training. Not because it's inconvenient, but because it hurts somebody else.
True.
What am I missing here? And on top of that, the boy is making $7 million a day.
And you see he's willing to risk it all.
Because he is in need of Kanye West medication.
It is
the third Sunday, and I know Madam President is in queue.
It's the thing. It's not just him. It's look at CPD. We're dealing with the same thing where they're fighting against not necessarily getting vaccinated. It's the mandate, and I think that's the slippery slope. And not to be emotionally around having the vaccine because I am vaccinated, but it's the mandate, and that's what I believe both. Those institutions.
Do you know you can't walk outside naked?
Yes.
Not because it's inconvenient.
Because
it might hurt somebody. Listen, it is the third Sunday of the month, and what that means is you are about to be overloaded with information that's good for you, but courtesy of the president of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, and she is truly our friend. In the form of Tony Preckwinkle. Madam President, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Good morning. I listened with interest to your earlier conversation. And let me just say, you know, we mandate things all the time. I'm sorry. You can't get in a car and drive it without a driver's license. Otherwise, you'll be in jail, right? you can't go to public school without being vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Right? These are all mandates. We live with mandates all the time, mm-hmm. and they're in the interest, by and large, of public health. We don't want people on the roads who haven't taken a driver's test and don't know how to drive a car. And we mm-hmm. have a licensing process to ensure, or to try to ensure, that you're a relatively safe driver and you know mm-hmm. the rules of the road. We want people to be safe, young people to be safe in schools. And so we insist on vaccination so people don't get measles and mumps and chickenpox, mm-hmm. as they did when I was a kid. Or polio. I mean, scared our parents to death. You know, this idea that somehow we're infringing on your freedom by trying to keep you safe from a worldwide pandemic is just incomprehensible to me. That's the kindest thing I can say.
Yes.
I don't need you to be kind, Madam President. I need you to be real. Kindness kills, apparently. There are times when, as the executive, you are the highest executive in Cook County. Mm-hmm. There are times when you have to let formality and kindness go out the door, and you have to say, look, dum-dum, just do it or go.
But the thing is, like she mentioned, public schools, there's people that go to private schools. There's people that have the right to say, all right, that's mandated, and then I'm not going to do it in that manner, and I'll choose the alternative route. And they have that God-given right to make that
that's
choice.
That's not a God-given right.
It's
no,
a free will.
It's not a God-given
right. It's free will.
I'm sorry. With all respect to you, Young Money, that's ridiculous. What are you suggesting? That people have a God-given right to endanger themselves and other people?
No, I'm saying...
Listen, 99%. 99% mm-hmm. of the people who are dying in the hospital today from COVID are unvaccinated. 99%.
What does that tell you? That tells you that the modern challenge is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's what it tells you. And when you have a bully pulpit, and you are a talented, albeit the brother been confused since the Cavaliers.
Right, yeah.
He was confused with the Celtics,
right.
And he is no more confused, mm-hmm. just as confused mm-hmm. with the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start right there.
I agree.
Can't get along with leadership. Can't play in a sandbox with the rest of the children because he refused to get vaccinated.
I agree.
Madam President, is it any simpler than that?
No, but you said it. If you can't give the program, then go. And that's what I'm saying. People have the choice to go. That's all I said. I agree that we should get vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I agree. I'm just speaking from the very few perspective that if they don't want to give up the program, they can't get away from the program. Rather than
right, let me just tell you, mm-hmm. we have a vaccine mandate for offices under the president.
Mm-hmm.
They have one in the hospital, our health and hospital system as well,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to give. People notice that they haven't been vaccinated, if that's the case. And if they don't proceed to get vaccinated, we will terminate them. Because we can't have an unsafe work environment, particularly in our health and hospital system, but anywhere. We don't want an unsafe work environment. Now, I believe it's my responsibility as chief executive to provide a safe work environment for people. So, this is how we're going to proceed. And I know it will mean that some people will be terminated or will choose to resign. And I'm really sorry about that, but that isn't the price we're going to pay for everybody else's safety.
And this is not a new concept. There is nothing new. In fact, the only thing that is new is there is nothing new under the sun. We as a species have been dealing with attacks to the collective from the beginning of time. And we have always said, look, when we know better, we'll do better. And in the modern era, I want to say in the modern era, this is where social media and ease of access to communication tools is a disservice to those who have no clue. I'll tell you this. If Mr. Irving was not a basketball player, but if he were responsible for hundreds and thousands, millions of people, I guarantee his perspective would be different. If he had to be, if he were a first responder, and even I think in Minnesota, our good friend Joy Marsh Stevens called me this morning and said, "Make sure you tell folk we have two ICU beds available for 1 million people." if he had to make those kinds of decisions, as opposed to who to pass the ball to, he'd have a different perspective.
No, and again, yes, he would.
Madam President.
Let me finish.
Let me remind you, Young Money, and our listening audience, this is my Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money, and we're here with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. We'll be right back after this short break. It sounds like I got it.
Are you looking for a new career? YWCA Metropolitan Chicago has partnered with a global manufacturing company seeking to fill several roles in their South Suburban location. No experience required. They're seeking to fill the following positions: assembly operator, automation technician, molding operator, quality inspector, setup technician, forklift driver, cycle counter, material handler. If interested, contact 773-902-8989. Email cvcf@ywcachicago.org.
Since 1994, New Life Health Food has been committed to providing affordable, healthy lifestyle options to the people of Chicago. We're already known as the home of the $1 alkaline water refill. We are now the home of CMOS, including gel, liquid, powder, capsules, raw, and gummies. We're located in Chicago at 3141 West Roosevelt Road. Call 773-762-1090 or go to nlhealthchicago.com and use the discount code for 10% off.
Welcome, welcome. Man, we off to a fiery start. This is my Community Plan Foundation
featuring Young Money. With us today, it's the third Sunday of the month. That only means Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle is here. And she's not always on my side as opposed to Young Money. But on this morning, she's on the right side. She's on the side of the preacher this morning. Welcome back to the show, Madam President.
And welcome back.
Thank you. You know, if we can just conclude our previous discussion, more than 11,000 people have died in Cook County of COVID, 11,000. And in our country, 700,000 people have died. That's more people than we lost in the Civil War, which previously was our largest, you know, national catastrophe in terms of loss of life. We lost 600,000 people in the Civil War, and we've lost 700,000 people in the last year and a half to COVID. And I'm going to do everything I can to try to keep the people of Cook County safe.
So,
that must be your mandate.
Everybody get vaccinated.
So listen, Madam President, we're going to end this segment with a brief announcement of what we have going on.
At 4647 Promenade Way, starting November 1st, we'll be able to test for free the community of COVID. We have over 120,000 square feet, and we look forward to helping with not only educating about the vaccine, but more importantly, getting people tested consistently and prayerfully being able to offer vaccinations in conjunction, because we have that community. The region is one of the lowest vaccinated regions in the county, and we want to curb that, change that, and provide opportunities for overall health growth.
Can you give us the address again and the hours of operation?
4647 Promenade Way. Right now we'll be open from 9 to 9.
And what community is that in?
It's in Madison. It's in the Cook County Madison. 6th Madison. It's in the Cook County 6th District.
Actually, it's an old... The building itself, was that a Best Buy?
No, it was a Target.
Once again, Madam President, we are repurposing old big box buildings. If you have an old, if you're a listening audience and you're an executive, you have an old big box building, we've got a repurposing for you. We will repurpose it, and I guess scripturally speaking, those dry bones will live again.
They will, and this is a model that we plan to take to a city near you.
Wonderful. Whether it's a, as you know, Madam President, whether it is a vertical farm or a multi-use facility with a combination of for-profit and not-for-profit entities inside the building, because at MCP, we do not like taking property off the tax roll. We think property, if you're using the building, it ought to be good for not just you, but for the community you serve.
Absolutely.
So we're not trying to make anyone mad. We're just trying to make sure there's more revenue for it.
I am grateful. You and I were at an event earlier this year where we turned a big box, empty big box, into an urban farm, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a vertical farm, Madam President. Mm-hmm. It's a vertical farm.
Vertical farm, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Yes.
So we plan to have some deja vu or a God moment and redo that, so that way you and Rev can be at an event and we'll return a big box building to a community enhancement center.
You know, I forgot all about that. So you, offline, you got to talk to Madam President, because the county has a toolkit. If you're going to refurbish properties that are vacant and not being used, if you have a plan and you move that plan forward, then, Madam President, you've got tools in your toolkit to assist with everything from lighting. Go ahead.
I almost want to shout. You're talking about some lighting.
She does.
Okay.
Madam President?
Yeah, no, we have a program that provides support for energy-efficient lighting investments, and we have a variety of tax incentives to get properties back on the tax roll. So, yes, we'd be happy.
And look, I've seen it happen. We are doing it now. There are times when we talk prophetically, mm-hmm. and this is one of those times. You know, a prophet is only as good as a prophecy.
Absolutely. And I love the specificity.
I'm just saying what I said. Look, and thinking, speaking of resources, you've got some other news regarding legal help resources, Madam President.
Well, this is a difficult moment for many folks, because the moratorium on evictions has ended. And we have a hotline for legal aid resources for housing and debt. So not just not being able to pay your rent or your mortgage, but also credit card debt. 855-956-5763. That's 855-956-5763. Free assistance to tenants and property owners, regardless of your income, language, or immigration status. And that's from 9 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. I'll say it again, 855-956-5763. Free assistance to tenants, to property owners who are challenged by housing costs and debt problems. So that's an important resource. It's called the Cook County Legal Aid for Housing and Debt.
Man, that part is huge.
Oh, it is. So I have a question, and I think you answered it, because this is not just for tenants. The hotline is for a housing and debt problems. So it doesn't matter if you're a landlord. It doesn't matter if you're a tenant. Doesn't matter if you're a homeowner in the home you own. Well, actually, the bank own it. You trying to get to own it. It doesn't matter. That hotline number, 855-956-5763, is for you.
Exactly. Now, and let me just say, we did a couple rounds of this with the earlier funding, the CARES Act funding that the federal government provided. And we got more applicants from property owners than we did from tenants. Mm-hmm. And property owners can apply on behalf of their tenants. So, you know, this is a real opportunity for small landlords. They own a 2-flat, 3-flat, 6-flat building. It's an opportunity for you to get some support as your tenants struggle. So it's a resource, not just for tenants, but for property owners as well.
So I have a question. Because we did, during the CARES Act, you were very intentional about making sure that anyone with a voice on any airwaves, airwave, knew about those opportunities, and they went out. And I'm glad to hear that homeowners, landlords for small landlords, you know, 1 to 4, no more than 10 properties, actually took advantage of the opportunity. A couple of them called and said, "Hey, Rev, my tenant abandoned the unit. And I can't find them to get them to sign off and participate in the application process." And I had no answer for them.
I think they should call the hotline and see if we can provide assistance to them. Again, the number is 855-956-5763.
Now, I don't want to call your name, Raymond, but I know you're listening. Do you know, when I saw you earlier this weekend, Madam President, more folk who do not call in talk to me about coming on the program or listen to the program.
I mean, it's growing. It's definitely growing. And so for those people who are listening, President, I want to get clarity. So we have legal help resources. Is that the same thing as emergency rental assistance?
No.
Okay.
No, well, first of all, there's one more resource for legal assistance, and that's the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing, which is a longstanding not-for-profit organization, the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing. Mm-hmm. They also provide help for tenants now who have issues with lockouts or evictions. So this is a program for tenants only, as opposed to the other one, which is available to property owners as well as tenants. Mm-hmm. And their number is 312-347-7600. 312-347-7600, or you can visit them at Rentervention, RENTERVENTION.com. So that's a resource for people who are facing eviction and lockouts. You can go to the Lawyers Committee for Better Housing and get help. But to answer your question, we have an emergency rental assistance program. Mm-hmm. Now, the federal dollars that we get are for suburban Cook County because Chicago gets its own allocation. Mm-hmm. But this is a program for rental assistance, 833-221-9821, 833-221-9821. It's open 8 to 6, and we provide rental assistance. And the program is open. They've got to get their application in before the end of the month, October 29th. So we've got a couple more weeks here to apply for emergency rental assistance. You can be a landlord or a tenant. Mm-hmm. You have to acknowledge the financial hardship that you've endured as a result of the pandemic. You can get not only help with back rent, but prospective rent. You know, the costs you're going to incur, no, you're not going to have the resources to pay. So if you're an individual, your household income for one is less than $52,000, two, less than $60,000, three, less than $67,000, four, less than $75,000. Now, that's most of Chicagoland, most of our suburban Cook County families. So pretty much everybody's going to be eligible for this emergency rental assistance program.
Well, you know, President, you're talking to a person who has a little bit of larger family. We're getting up to that 5 and 6 number in our community.
81,000 for 5 and 87,000 for 6.
Just for those big families out there. Just for those big families.
But tell them that the boy got to get here first.
he will be here soon enough. But we will be in the 5 area right now. So.
You know, Madam President, Young Money has taken that small piece of scripture, be fruitful and multiply. And he is doing his darndest to multiply.
Physically and...
Danielle, we love you, girl.
Saving for college. College for his children.
I want to repeat that number one more time. 833-221-9821. This is a finite program, so make sure you call this number and get it done before the 30th. Maureen Mo Forte, your demographic. Now, I appreciate you listening and making the comments on Facebook. Bless your heart. But I'd rather you call in and ask Madam President directly, okay? I'm just saying what I said.
And Madam President, is this also for utilities or is it just rent?
I believe this one is for utilities as well. Give them a call.
Okay, excellent.
Yes, I'm sorry. It says here, you have current or future obligation to pay rent, utilities, or other housing-related expenses. So, yes, utilities are included, and it's not just for present but also future obligations. So if you know that you're not going to be able to pay your rent for November and the deadline for application is October, you can ask for prospective help as well.
So listen, this is where I say we miss Adequa. Mm-hmm. We need another intern.
Yeah. I mean, we also need, well, I'm a prophetic. We're going to speak this. We're going to hire a team in the very near future. We won't just be having interns. We'll hire and continue to intern like individuals such as Adequa.
I can't think of a better time to remind our listening and viewing audience. This is my Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money. We're here with Cook County Board President Tony Pretwinkle. Will be right back after this short break.
Senior Life Insurance Company has helped grieving families save thousands on funeral arrangements. With direct access to a leading funeral product supplier, Senior Life Insurance Company is dedicated to providing final expense policies that meet individual needs at prices families can afford. Call David Wayne Posley Sr. at 708-220-4385. That's 708-220-4385.
The My Community Plan featuring Young Money Show has invested into you with our community resource wallet at digitaleconomyschool.com, where you can take courses around digital trade, digital equity, and digital currency. Check out information now at digitaleconomyschool.com, where you will get ideas, assets, and information for the new digital economy. It's our investment into you at digitaleconomyschool.com.
It all starts with one meal, one cup of fresh water, one generous person. Sakat Foundation of America puts humanity above all else, working to help as many people as possible with food security, emergency relief, education, and much more. From Chicago to Bridgeview, California to New York, Cambodia to Colombia, Sakat Foundation of America has been on the ground for nearly 20 years to provide immediate and sustainable aid so people in need can become self-reliant. Visit Zakat.org for more information. That's ZAKAT.org.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to My Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money, this is Sunday morning, the bottom of the hour. With us is, it's a third Sunday, you know who it is, Cook County Board President Tony Pretwinkle. Madam President, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Before we move on, I want to close out this one section that we just finished, or we're about to finish, and that is qualifying for Cook County Emergency Rental Assistance. And you always say, not always, but when appropriate. What the information we're talking about right now is for Cook County outside of Chicago, not because we don't love Chicago, mm-hmm. but Chicago gets its own allocation. And then Cook County outside of Chicago is primarily what Madam President is talking about. And I want to go back to this is more than just rent. Mm-hmm. It's also utilities. And Madam President, you've begun to talk about size of household and contingent upon the size of the household, what the cutoff number is on the high end. Do you want to repeat that for our listening and viewing audience, please?
Sure. So we're going to do household size and income. One person, $52,000. Two people, $60,000. Three people, $67,000. Four people, $75,000. Five people, $81,000. Six people, $87,000. Seven people, $92,000. Eight people, $98,000. So, Young Money has a ways to go to get to eight, but hopefully that covers everything.
And we are not working on it.
And for those of you who are able to access the internet, there are renter checklists and landlord checklists mm-hmm. that you can download. And I believe that is Rentervention. That's not Rentervention.
Nope,
that's,
No. Rentervention is for the legal.
And then that's, application mm-hmm. support, yep. Go right to cookcountyil.gov/rent-help. One more time. cookcountyil.gov/rent-help. And that information is available in multiple languages. And I thought about that because we do have a growing number of Hispanic-speaking mm-hmm. churches in the MCP bandwidth. And I miss Karen Crothers, mm-hmm. Who is bilingual. And Karen, I know you're listening. So, yeah, this is where you're supposed to be here, or on the phone, giving us the same information in Espanol. No one does it quite like you, so we're going to look for you to make sure that our Spanish churches get the same information.
Right. Now, not only available in English and Spanish, but Chinese, Polish, Arabic, Tagalog, which is a language of the Philippines. So we've got, it's available in half a dozen languages.
And Halil Demar, our good friend from Turkey, who is, by the way, educated in Switzerland. He is the chair and founder of Zagat Foundation of America, a great friend of ours. Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to know, my brother, that it's also available in Arabic.
Yeah.
Right.
And we can name his organization here.
We can't.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, we are playing the commercials.
Absolutely.
They are a great friend of ours. And you have some partners in this process.
Yes, we have a dozen. The YMCA, Thornton Township, Lincoln Option Center, South Suburban Housing Center, Respond Now, Open Communities, Oak Park Regional Housing Center, Northwest Compass, Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago, that's NHS, Metropolitan Tenants Organization, MTO, Housing Forward, Housing Choice Partners, Connections for the Homeless, Center of Concern, CEDA, Catholic Charities, Beds Plus Care, the Arab American Family Services, and A Safe Haven, all are our partners in this effort.
And My Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money.
That's correct.
I was thinking I really do. Mm-hmm. Listen, let's move right on to a topic that is always the, I don't know, is it the burr in my underwear or is it the rock in my shoe? It just won't let me move forward whenever I see folks standing outside trying to get public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some good news. Madam President, would you help my hardened heart by giving us some good news regarding public transportation?
Sure. I always am pleased to remind our listeners that with the support of our Board of Commissioners, we initiated in January this year our Fair Transit Program. We cut fares on the Metro Electric and Rock Island lines, which serve the South Side and South Suburbs, Southwest Suburbs. Metro Electric and Rock Island lines, we cut the fares by 50% and added bus service on Pace's most active route, that's 352 Halstead route, more service and longer hours of operation. This is a three-year pilot program, and we're supporting it with $35 million over that three-year period. We got it off to, I think, a start with $20 million. So we're investing in public transit to serve the parts of the county that are most underserved by public mm-hmm. transit, and that is our South Side and our South and Southwest suburbs.
I mean, this is personally rewarding for me because I took the Metro Electric so often, working downtown. I had my office downtown, coming from the South Suburbs, and then now look for it to be a huge component in allowing customers, consumers, and more importantly, the community to come out south to come visit us at our facility. And so thank you from me, Lottery Digital, and just the South Suburbanites, the Southland, for the Metro Electric and cutting this by 50%. That's huge and really could sit closer.
We want to encourage, you know, use of public transit, and we want to make it affordable in those parts of our community where it's most needed. So those are two good reasons.
Absolutely. And I think it's even as we transition, I mean, as I kind of alluded to earlier, with your hyperlocal strategy and the vaccines, that Southland area is one of the lowest vaccinated communities. And so can you introduce us again to the hyperlocal strategy and if you have any events coming up?
Sure. Well, let me explain hyperlocal. It just means we've looked at the map of Cook County and picked out those zip codes where we have the lowest vaccination rates. And you can go to myshotcookcounty.com. That's myshotcookcounty.com. Or, and there are lots of phone numbers today, I know, 833-308-1988, 833-308-1988, and get information about vaccine opportunities in your area. We're doing an event in Calumet City at the River Oaks Mall. Let's see, the 21st. The 21st through the 24th, and we'll have vaccines, and we're going to showcase our partners, including PCs for People. If you get a shot, we'll provide you with a digital device. The Department of Environment and Sustainability, the Citizens Utility Board, local science teachers. So it's a combination of exposing young people to STEM, providing people with PCs, and providing them with an opportunity to get a vaccine. So
Slow down. So we're not giving you $25. Did you say you are handing out PCs?
That's right.
She is connecting the code with the hyperlocal. That is like right up MCP and Young Money's alley. That is excellent. We're solving the digital infrastructure problem.
Oh my God!
At the same time, have people living.
You mean to tell me that Madam President can walk and chew gum at the same time?
Man, I didn't know government can do it. I didn't know government can
do it.
Did
you say on some days? I mean, this is huge because not only are we addressing one very serious problem today, but we're addressing multiple problems.
The pandemic of tomorrow.
And mitigating the effect of pandemics with information. Kyrie Irving is not going to like this.
He may like it. He just not going to like the mandate part. That's the only thing.
Our people perish for lack of what?
Knowledge.
And we have a former school teacher as a CEO of Cook County.
And I can tell you,
of the Cook County
I felt
Board
like I was going to the principal office because I knew she was listening and I knew I was in trouble when she was coming on. So I was prepared. But she had that quiet. I'm like, man, I know the principal going to get me today. And I don't go to the principal office too often. So, but yeah.
All I'm saying is the PC part is huge.
Yeah. Even the utility, because like all of that is the digital infrastructure. From code. And so it's allowing you the electricity to get on the internet. It's allowing you to have something to operate with it because all of it is necessary. And so especially from what President Prentwick was always mentioned, not just the information around it, it's the actual hardware that's needed to even participate. And that's I don't want to minimize any of that.
Let's stay in this vein very quickly. And talk about, Madam President, some of your meetings with FDA.
Well, you know, it's really important that people pay attention to where we are with the vaccines. Pfizer has been approved for a booster shot. Moderna has now been approved for a booster shot. Johnson & Johnson, I think, has applied. So we're... Two out of the three vaccines, people can get boosters. Two out of three. And we're close to getting a booster on the Johnson & Johnson. We're also looking toward the day when we can vaccinate children 5 to 11. And later this month, the FDA is going to be meeting. Hopefully, they'll recommend one or more of the vaccines for children. And as you know, as school has returned and we've got mask mandates in school to try to protect our kids, we can protect them even better if we can vaccinate them. So I want people to pay attention. Pfizer is available now. So if you took your first two Pfizer shots earlier this year, you can get a booster. Moderna is now available for boosters, and that happened in the last week or so. And Johnson & Johnson, we're on the precipice. We're close to getting approval for that. But Pfizer, Moderna, you can get your booster, and particularly people who are vulnerable, people who have compromised immune systems, people who have chronic illnesses, people who are senior citizens over 65 should go do that to protect themselves as best they can.
I know this prior to today's program, I think on yesterday, I had a conversation with a group of African-Americans who suffer from sickle cell. Mm-hmm. And they yet have challenges, as you know, living with that disease. And you are also, I know you're listening and thank you for doing so, you are also part of that compromised community. So this booster information is good news for you as well. And I would that you would. I know there's a lot of information. There's a lot of noise around vaccinations. And I understand, and I don't want to minimize your concern about your ability to decide for yourself. But even as all of you were sitting in that one room talking to me with my mask on, and all of you were not wearing your masks, but all of you are not vaccinated, I can't say with enough urgency that just like you seek for relief from the pain of living with sickle cell, you also have to look for relief from this pandemic that is killing the unvaccinated at astronomical rates. So as the rest of the country moves forward with boosters, and you haven't gotten your first shots, and you're talking to me about the challenge of a shot, go on and take care of your good self. Get your vaccination, not just for your own safety, but for the safety of those around you as well. This is where I get off my bully pulpit and ask Madam President. She said children. I know my children, who are teenagers, received both of their shots. But what about those like Young Money who have younger children, Madam President?
Under five.
Under five.
We out here, well, President.
Rev, no.
I really do.
All right. We do not yet have approval for vaccines for children 5 to 11. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're close. The last I've heard, maybe in November, December, but hopefully definitely before the end of the year, we'll have approval for one or more of these vaccines for children. And I encourage parents, please, to get their children vaccinated. And as I said, you know, just as we require vaccinations for measles, mumps, and chicken pox, we need our young people vaccinated to be safe in school.
So I can pay for my kids to continue to go to school. We're going to be right back with My Community Plan Foundation.
Featuring Young Money, our guest is Madam President of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, Tony Preckwinkle. And when we come back, we've got the action segment. This is always the best segment. I know you felt like the first one was, but this is really what you want to hear. So make sure you come on back after this very short station break.
Are you looking for a new career? YWCA Metropolitan Chicago has partnered with a global manufacturing company seeking to fill several roles in their South Suburban location. No experience required. They're seeking to fill the following positions: assembly operator, automation technician, molding operator, quality inspector, setup technician, forklift driver, cycle counter, material handler. If interested, contact 773-902-8989. Email cvcf@ywcachicago.org.
It all starts with one meal, one cup of fresh water, one generous person. Saccott Foundation of America puts humanity above all else, working to help as many people as possible with food security, emergency relief, education, and much more. From Chicago to Bridgeview, California to New York, Cambodia to Colombia, Saccott Foundation of America has been on the ground for nearly 20 years to provide immediate and sustainable aid so people in need can become self-reliant. Visit Zakat.org for more information. That's ZAKAT.org.
Back.
back. Welcome back. Welcome back to My Community Plan Foundation
featuring Young Money. And our guest on today is Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Madam President, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Now, as you know, the end of the program is the action quarter. So we've got some things that we need folk to be active about. And let's talk about hiring events first. What you got for us?
There's a Chicagoland hiring event at Victory Apostolic Church. That's 20801 Matteson Avenue in Matteson, Illinois. And it's November 4th, 10 to 1. I'm going to repeat that. A Chicagoland hiring event at Victory Apostolic Church, 20801 Matteson Avenue in Matteson, Illinois. It's November 4th, 10 to 1. It's manufacturing, healthcare, retail, transportation, distribution, and logistics. So it's manufacturing, healthcare, retail, and TDL. That's transportation, distribution, and logistics. There'll be employers on site, 200 plus jobs available right there. Free training programs. This is a OAI, which is a not-for-profit organization event, and you can find out further information at, and this is complicated, so if you got your pen handy, xiaofanliu at aoiinc.org. I'm going to do that one more time because it's a little bit dicey here. xiaofanliu at OAI, which is a not-for-profit organization, OAIINC.org. And that's a hiring event. 200 jobs will be available right there. And there'll be employers on site, and you can learn about free training programs, forklift, supply chain, CNA, that's a certified nurse's assistant, and healthcare, other healthcare positions. So that's an event coming up on November 4th in Matteson. That's one.
Don't go too fast now, because the jobs you're talking about, they pay up to $37 per hour. And there are two stipends available for those who sign up and get hired.
Right. They're going to have a lottery, $1,000 lottery for candidates who successfully enroll in OAI free programs or enter a job placement. So there's an opportunity, if you show up, to be entered in the lottery. And they have employers, including Amazon, Bimba, National Tube, and others. So we know that there are several big distribution facilities that have opened in the Southland, and Amazon will be there to recruit. So that's a real opportunity for most. And just so we understand, $37 an hour translates to about $74,000 a year. So that's a pretty good salary.
Okay. And so you were going on to.
There's also did she mention the training stipend?
Yes.
Good. Let's keep it moving. What else we got?
All right. Moraine Valley Community College in Blue Island. They have a Young Adult Career Connections program. Okay. Again, a Young Adult Career Connections program. They provide tuition assistance, career planning, job placement for 16 to 20-year-old high school graduates, or if you have a high school degree equivalent. It's designed to meet the needs of people who want to explore career options and get started in a new industry. You get tuition assistance, career planning, and connections to future employees. It's free, a free program. And you can contact Stephanie Crane at Moraine Valley Community College, 708-974-5738. That's 708-974-5738. And again, it's a program for 16 to 24-year-olds.
Man, that's amazing. So basically the two programs, one is a workforce development that You can get the tuition assistance, basically putting you in position to get a career. And then the prior one is, all right, here's your career. Here's an opportunity to work. And so I think both are very much needed and should be taken advantage of, especially now with the new opportunities in the marketplace. Because, it's, like I said, especially in the Southland, there's so much logistics, infrastructure, industry jobs that are coming, and they pay well with benefits, and especially for those young individuals, the 16 to 24, if you got out of high school early, had kids, et cetera, here's an opportunity to put your life on the best track.
Right, and frankly, we concentrate on 16 to 24-year-olds because that's the group that, first of all, has the highest unemployment rates. Wow. And secondly, the most people who are completely disconnected from the economy, that is, they're neither in school nor at work. Cool. And we want to be sure that we attach them to the workforce and give them a path to productive adulthood. So that the second program in particular concentrates on young people. The first, the hiring event, is open to anyone, of course. And again, that's November 4th, 20801 in Madison, November 4th, 10 to 1.
Andrew. What I really like about this Moraine Valley is the number of industry-specific opportunities, whether it's business and professional services, healthcare, which is going nowhere. There will always be opportunities in healthcare, mm-hmm. hospitality and culinary, retail, transportation, distribution. Now, these three touch me personally. Transportation, distribution, manufacturing, and information technology. Mm-hmm. As you know, we rely heavily on IT. Mm-hmm. In every aspect, it doesn't matter what kind of work you're doing, IT is a platform that suggests success.
So we had a bunch of numbers today, so I want to try to quickly run through them. For legal help and resources, you got the Cook County Legal Aid for Housing and Debt, 855-956-5763, 855-956-5763. For Rentervention, that's 866-7-RENTER. 866-773-6837. For application support for emerging rental assistance, is 833-221-9821. That's for all of Cook County outside of Chicago. Again, that's 833-221-9821. And then we have the hyperlocal strategy for vaccines, 833-308-1988.
And don't forget to save from October 21st through the 24th at River Oaks Mall, Calumet City, round two for your booster shots. And those of you who don't have the first, you need to come there as well. And on the 23rd, Madam President is going to be there encouraging you as well.
Oh, yeah, she skipped that one earlier. This has been a great show. Thank you, President Preckwinkle, for again joining us, being patient with myself, as well as giving so much information.
That's just a teacher in her. You realize that.
Man, right? I love it. I love it. That's why I love her on. And that's why I just make sure I'm here, present, and with my perspective, so we can get to some solutions and information.
Madam President, you are growing yet another one. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you when you're here and the great work that you are doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Madam Tony, Madam President of the Cook County Board of Commissioners, Tony Preckwinkle, we sure appreciate you.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm always happy to be here.
Excellent. See you all next week.
Before we tell them we'll see them next week, I got to close the way we opened up. Listen, there's a lot of noise going on out here, and we're not trying to tell you anything that you've not already been told. When you were younger, your parents took you to get your shots. Why? Because they wanted you to go to school. Now that you're older, go on and get your shots. Why? Because he wants you to go to work. Right now, every other health care scenario, whether it's cancer, prenatal care, all of those other things are being compromised because of the pandemic called COVID. Don't let the pandemic cause stupidity keep you from getting your shots. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'll say more if you need me to. But in the meanwhile, have a super fantastic and grateful week.
We love you.